The attitude is it can't be done because they haven't seen it. They're judging according to appearances. The people that are going to make it in the future, the people that are making it today, let me share something with you. History is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination. It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. When you got an idea, you want to move on. You might not have the money. You might not have the education. You might not have the support or the resources you need. What is that something that can keep us going, that will enable us to act on our dream? What's one of those keys that will begin to help us to discover the secrets to our dream? Here's what I want you to repeat after me, please, with power and conviction. Say, it's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. It's possible. Most of us go through life with our brakes on. Not giving all that we have, not sharing all of ourselves. Most of us go to our graves still holding on rather than releasing it because of past experiences, past defeats, past pain. We look back, well, it didn't work out then. It probably won't work out now. Tonight, we were exposed for what we are right now. It means that what I did didn't work tonight. And I got to separate what I do from who I am.
I feel like we all have two battles or two enemies going on. One with the man across from you. The second is with the man inside of you. I think once you control the one inside of you, the one across from you really doesn't matter. And I think that's what we're all trying to do. You aren't handed anything. You earn everything, every single day, over and over again. You have to prove it.
Imagine if you got what you want every time. No struggle, no hard work, no challenges. No hard work required. Some of you are saying that would be great. You would be weak. And then when something hard comes up in your life, you wouldn't know how to handle it because you have never gone through anything that strengthens you. You cannot grow without struggle. You cannot develop strength without resistance, without challenging yourself, without struggle. Pain is your friend. Maybe not in the moment, but for the evolution of your soul, for the long-term benefit of you as a stronger human being, pain is your friend. If you didn't have failures, if you didn't have struggles, if you didn't have disappointment, you could have no strength, no courage, no compassion. How could you? Those qualities are made from your pain and struggle. You are given pain because you are strong enough to handle it. You are given this life because you are strong enough to live it. Because you are strong enough to drive through it, to thrive through it, to inspire others through it. They will look to you and say, he did it. She did it. I have the strength to do it too. You are stronger than you think. You survived all your challenges to this point. And you will survive whatever is coming. But next time a struggle comes, I don't want you to curse the skies. Know that it was sent for a reason and a lesson. It might be to make you stronger. It might be to teach you patience. It might be for you to show others your spirit. There is a reason. So don't you give up. You have a purpose in this world, and you will only find it if you keep going and keep growing. Your struggle is a part of your story. Your struggle made you the person you are today. Your struggle is your life. Your struggle is your gift. See, many people look at struggle like it's a bad thing. Your struggle will be the gift that the world falls in love with. Nobody wants to hear the story of the man that was given everything. People want to hear the stories of men and women that endured pain and turned their struggles into a gift. Do you want people just to feel sorry for you? Or you want people to look up to you? Do you want to be a legend? Because legends are born in the valley of struggle. Fear is only a fictional movie, but reality is the struggle. Reality is the struggle. So take the struggle and change your reality. Because the whole time you were thinking that your struggle was holding you back, it was really giving you the tools to become one of the greatest. No more second guessing. No more blaming others for the problems you have in your life. It's a new day. This is my one-way ticket to my dreams. Your struggle is your gift.
And I believe collectively as a group, we're going to kick the competition's butt because we understand how important it is to think, execute, and dominate.
Suck it up! Get tough! Suck it up! Get tough! People want to have success. People want to make a lot of money, but they want it to be easy without any challenges. Do you think it was easy for me to become one of the top 450 basketball players in the world that you never heard of? The only way I made it to the NBA is I was fundamentally sound, I was mentally tough, and I never quit. And even when I wanted to quit, I had people in my life that would make sure I didn't quit. I hired and set out the top 10 motivational speakers, watched all their videos, and I watched them one by one because I understand that if I pay attention to what the best are doing, I could be the best too. I watched game film on Michael Jordan. No matter how much I watched, I couldn't do what Michael Jordan could do. I would watch Magic Johnson. I couldn't do what Magic Johnson would do. But I sat there and had these videos. I watched Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins. My whole wife was scared. I was scared. I called him to my office and I said what a husband say. I said, "Babe, we're going to be okay." Every month the checking account was dribbling. I said, "Babe, we're going to be okay. Let's start a motivational speaking business." I go to Jerry Sloan and I say, "Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but since we don't scrimmage, I feel like I can't show you what I can do. Golden Corral, hear me clearly. Listen to his answer, and it will unlock some mysteries as to how you become the best in the world at what you do over a long period of time. Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but I feel like I can't show you what I can do." He says, "Walter, I already know what you can do. But if you want to make my team, I suggest you listen, follow directions, and execute." Listen, follow directions, and execute. What I didn't realize, even though we didn't scrimmage in practice, throughout practice, we did drills, and he created what I call habits and rituals. Every single day, practice was the same. Every single day, we drilled on fundamentals. Every single day, we worked on habits and rituals. So even though my mind was floating, even though I was selfish and self-centered, he was conditioning me into the culture through practice of habits and rituals. The reason why I tripled my NBA income in 3 years is because of habits and rituals. Next year, if your name didn't get called to come across the stage, I'm here to tell you they will call your name next year if you go back home and execute habits and rituals. I wanted to scrimmage for me, but Jerry Sloan was getting me ready to play for the Utah Jazz. So every day, it was about habits and rituals. Having hot food is about habits and rituals. Great customer service is about habits and rituals. Being the best in the world at what you do, being a pro, is all about habits and rituals. Let me tell you something. I learned a very valuable lesson when I played for the Utah Jazz. I had a point guard on my team who's arguably the best point guard in the history of the NBA. His name is John Stockton. John Stockton would go to a chiropractor 4 times a day on game day. You know what I said to myself? I'm not doing that. It doesn't take all that. John Stockton played 19 years in the NBA. I played 3. You would have thought I'd have been smart enough to watch a Hall of Famer and just shut my mouth, hop in the car, and go with them. No! My mind said, yeah, it doesn't take all that. And I would tease him. Man, John Stockton, you OCD or something? Why are you going to a chiropractor 4 times a day? He swore by his chiropractor. That man played point guard in the NBA until he was 40 years old. And he didn't retire because he got slow. He retired because he refused to wear baggy shorts. He loved his Daisy Dukes. Every day on game day, that man would go to a chiropractor 4 times a day. And in my immature basketball mind, I would say, it doesn't take all that. I don't need to do all that. I'm an award-winning motivational speaker because now I pay attention to details. Another peak performance truth. Peak performers are detail-oriented.
You mean you just gonna sit there and let the enemy take your stuff? You do recognize you're in a fight. See, because most church people don't know that they're in a fight. They've been saved, but their mentality is so carnal that they just think stuff happens. Nothing just happens. Everything came from somewhere. Everything had a genesis. Everything had a beginning. It didn't just happen. That thing was sent against you. It was sent against you. I don't care what the doctor says, what the nurse says, what the bookkeeper says. I don't care what you read in the Wall Street Journal about the economy. The devil is a lie. That spirit was sent. And you sitting up here with your dressed up self acting like, well, then whatever happens, happens. The devil is a lie. Said the devil is a lie. You have accepted some things as normal and adjusted your way of life to accommodate something that was never meant to be. You mean you just gonna sit there and let the enemy take your stuff, take your life, take your family, take your son, take your daughter, take your grandkids? You're just gonna lay back and let him have your job, have your influence, have your business? You just gonna hand it over without a fight? You're not gonna fight or nothing. You're not gonna do spiritual warfare. You're not gonna fight in the spirit. You're not gonna go into the end. You're just gonna let him have your territory. You better fight for your territory. I don't care what it is, your legs, your arms, your toes, your kids, your company, your finances. I don't care what it is. You got to fight for your territory. You have to fight to keep your eyesight. You have to fight to keep your energy. You have to fight to keep your movement. I mean, you have to fight for stuff that you used to take for granted. My God, do you hear what I'm saying to you? I say, I will fight. Don't you think for 1 minute that I won't fight. Don't you think I won't fight. Just because I'm 12 don't mean I won't fight. David was a boy when he killed Goliath. Don't let the fat fool you. I'm fat, but I'll fight. I'm gray-headed, but I'll fight. I'm a woman, but I'll fight. I'm an old man, but I'll fight you right now. Oh my God, I mean I'll fight you right now.
Success is growth. Every day. Every day. If you go a couple days without feeling like you've changed something, if you've gone a couple days feeling like you're kind of the same as you were yesterday, then you get disgusted and you get frustrated. Like a man who hasn't had a meal, you get frustrated and you desire that growth. So why haven't I grown today? Why didn't I grow yesterday? What kept me back? Did I go back into some sort of comfortable pattern? When you're in the gym, don't count your reps. Just push until it hurts. And once it hurts, then start counting your reps. That's why when they ask Muhammad Ali how many push-ups he does, he said, "I don't know. I only start counting when it hurts." So that's how we grow. That's how we succeed. As we push and push and push and go, and once it starts hurting, once the resistance starts coming, that's when we start counting. That's when we start to matter. So don't dodge the fear, don't dodge the pain, don't dodge the resistance, don't dodge the attack that is coming against you. Look at it with opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity to find victory. Victory is found in the struggle. The struggle is not to be avoided. The struggle is to be confronted. The struggle is to be welcomed with joy. That you finally have an opportunity to show God, to show the world, that you're ready for this fight. That you know you got your eyes on the prize. You know what your goal is. You know what your dream is. And you're going to demonstrate to God, to the world, that ain't no amount of struggle, ain't no high of an obstacle, ain't no strong army of hate and doubt gonna get in your way from this victory that is destined for your life. For this victory that is destined by you accomplishing your dream. You will accomplish your dream, because your dream is never gonna give up on you. It'll stay with you. So, army of doubters, army of haters, army of all those who said I never could, army of that voice inside of me that's tried to keep me down, army of that voice inside of me that's tried to keep me down, all of you will be slain one by one, because the victory is mine.
What the enemy shouts is weakness is actually your weapon. The truth is, you have no weaknesses. The strengths that you haven't discovered yet. Now the world will attempt to label you, categorize you, and box you in to a belief system that keeps you from being you. The enemy wants you to fall in line with the rest of the sheep he's already mastered and send you off to the slaughter, where beautiful dreams are castrated and beheaded on the chopping block of imitation. The only way to survive and thrive is to be yourself at the highest level. You must create, perform, and build your success on a foundational belief that what God put in you is enough. Truth is the new black, the couture for greatness. And you are enough. Staying true to yourself. Keeping it real. Being authentic has more power to change the world than all the leaders and politicians combined. See, that's the secret. They hope that you don't find that out. Lies. The market already has enough of those poor little sheep. What the world seeks is exactly what you have to offer. The more deeply you create from the inner depths of your true identity, the more success will stalk you. Set yourself on fire and they will come from miles to see you burn. Your smoke will be like catnip to the masses. They will flock to you. They will submit to your lead in massive numbers. There's nothing more sexy, more seductive than a person comfortable in their own skin. That's the place that you have to create from to be successful. You gotta be willing to get on the world stage, to strip down until you're emotionally naked, unrestrained, completely exposed, and dance with originality. Paint, draw, sing, design, produce from that space. That's the place, the factory, the holy land that has produced all the greatness the world has been so honored to experience. So I'm here to tell you right now that you are enough. That's the secret. Truth is the new black.
I've enjoyed convincing you that you're nothing, you're never gonna be nothing, you came from nothing, and you'll never get out. You'll never be loved, you'll never be happy, you'll never be blessed, you'll never be free, you'll never get yourself together, you will never be nothing. I've enjoyed attacking him. As long as you stay over there and this stays over here, everything will be all right. But the moment you try to break away from where you came from and take over new territory, that's when all hell breaks loose in your life. What you fighting didn't start with you. Go back in your family. That devil's been in that territory for a long time. He doesn't want to leave the region. That devil isn't interested in you. He's interested in your territory. He's interested in your region. He's after your turf. He's after your stuff. There's something that you have that he wants, and he doesn't care about you. He says, I can use her. I can use a pig. I can use a goat. I can use a dog. I can use her sister. I can use his brother. I can use somebody close to them. It sounds like somebody else in here has some lying voices whispering in your ear, telling you what you can't do and what you can't be and what you can't have. And if you don't do it with me, it can't be done. The devil is a lie. You need to abort every voice that said you can't do it, you can't have it, you can't be it, you'll never get up, you'll never survive. The devil is a lie. Abort that thing. Push it out. Or it ain't gonna be no Holyfield fight dancing around. Oh no, I'ma bite you, I'ma kick you in your eye. I'll fight like a wild animal. I didn't come this far to let you take my stuff. You have accepted some things as normal and adjusted your way of life to accommodate something that was never meant to be. If you don't possess what's yours, the enemy will possess your land. See, when you start running from one thing, you're gonna keep running from everything. That's why you need to stop running and face whatever you gotta face and deal with whatever you gotta deal with. Because if you run from Pharaoh, you're gonna run from the serpent, you're gonna run from love, you're gonna run from life, you're gonna run from responsibility, you're gonna run. When are you gonna stop running? This is a marching legion of enemies that are coming against you to bring you down. You think I'm gonna roll over and play dead while you take over my stuff? The devil is a lie. I will fight you. I don't mean no fancy fight. I mean I'll claw and kick and scratch and bite your nose. I'll fight you
When he got through messing with you then, and now he's gonna mess with you. When he got through messing up your sister, now he's after you. But I came to serve notice on the devil today. It stops right here. I'm going to fight for the territory. Somebody who's in a fight, give God a praise right now. And as long as you were a spectator, the devil was all right with that. But the moment you start raving your head and worshiping God, all hell breaks loose. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
You gotta hear this. Don't give your territory over to the enemy. Now, in order to have territory, you have to have ownership. And the problem with you is that you might own territory that you don't even realize. That God has given you certain things up under your auspices and up under your authority that you've got to be prepared to fight for. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? And you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting tired. Does anybody know what it's like to be tired? Trying to hold your head up, but you're tired. Trying to be tough, but you're tired. And one by 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 one, they all went to sleep. Not just the foolish. I don't care how smart you are, you still get tired. I don't care how committed you are, you still get tired. I don't care how focused you are, you still get tired. Is there anybody here that can talk to me about tired? I don't mean the kind of tired you get at night. I mean the kind of tired where you wake up tired, go to work tired, eat your lunch tired, answer the phone tired, smiling tired, may I help you, grinning at people, praise the Lord, and tired, and nobody knows that you are tired. Some of you don't understand why you are so tired right now, but you don't realize you're just counting your workload from what is happening right now. But you have to remember that the oil started burning when you started hoping. It didn't just start when you started doing. It started when you started believing something is about to happen in my life. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to get out of this. And all of a sudden, the oil is burning. You have to burn some oil to be able to wait. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You have to be tough to wait. You have to be tough to work all day and go to school at night. You have to be tough to take two part-time jobs and put them together and try to make it do. Oh, y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. You have to be tough to start a service in a storefront with two members and the bills are higher than you got. You have to be tough. Is there anybody in here that's gone through a tough time in your life and you were waiting on a breakthrough to occur in your life? Yeah. Same place. They all were waiting. They all went to sleep. You couldn't tell who was wise and who was foolish until the cry was made. The thing you've been waiting on is coming. How you react to challenges tells whether you are wise or foolish. And you will never completely be healed or whole until you change the voice inside of your own head.